From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. A huge new terminal at London's Heathrow Airport was supposed to be a dream for travelers, but so far it has produced mostly nightmares. We'll talk with a mom who traveled with her newborn baby a week ago and still hasn't received her luggage. That's coming up.
First to this country and the controversial security fence that's being built on the border with Mexico. The Department of Homeland Security now says that it plans to bypass nearly three dozen laws to build hundreds of miles of walls and vehicle barriers by the end of this year.
Homeland Security has done this three times before, but never on this scale. It's waiving environmental and land use restrictions along the border from California to Texas. We're going to speak with a congressman, Duncan Hunter, who's a longtime supporter of the fence, and with a woman whose property on the border could be split by it.
First, though, to the basics on this story, and for that, here's NPR's Ted Robbins.
Here are just some of the laws DHS Secretary Chertoff is waiving. The Endangered Species Act, the National Environmental Policy Act, the Clean Water Act, the Clean Air Act, and the National Historic Preservation Act. Congress gave Chertoff the authority in 2005 when it passed the Real ID Act as a rider to an Iraq and Afghanistan war funding bill. The goal was to end a decade-long fight between the government and environmentalists over a 14-mile fence through an estuary between Tijuana and the U.S. But the act allowed waivers for any border barrier. A year later, Congress authorized 700 miles of fence. Secretary Chertoff told Congress today that security demands the barriers be built now.
We are currently in a lawless situation at the border because we have not just human smuggling, but drug smuggling and violence occurring there. I had to go visit with the family of a Border Patrol agent who was killed a couple months ago because a smuggler ran him over with a Jeep. And that vehicle wouldn't have been there if we'd had a vehicle barrier in place.
Democratic Congressman Raul Grijalva's district runs along the border in Arizona. He says the waivers are being used to meet a political goal of completing the fence before next year.
This rush to judgment on the part of Homeland Security and this administration that we have to build this fence before we're out of office is heavy-handed.
Chertoff used his authority to get around residents along the border who went to court because they say the fence violates property rights, and several environmental organizations, which petitioned the Supreme Court to stop the barriers. Their argument is that a fence will cut off wildlife. Scott Nickel is with the group No Border Wall in South Texas.
The Sonoran pronghorn, you've got jaguar that are starting to reintroduce themselves into southern Arizona. In South Texas, you have endangered ocelot and jaguarundi. You know, all of those will have their overland wildlife corridors disrupted.
Secretary Chertoff says DHS will be sensitive to environmental issues, property rights, and local economies. But Representative Grijalva says that's now all discretionary. It sets what he calls a dangerous precedent.
When we as a nation agree to suspend our civil liberties, our rights, our appeal process, our due process, when we agree to do that, I think we're making a very serious mistake.
Grijalva acknowledges that human, drug, and weapon smuggling are a serious problem. He'd like to see the problem addressed in a different way, but there's little support in Congress to revisit the issue in an election year. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
Many landowners who live right on the U.S.-Mexico border are opposed to this fence. Eloisa Tamez is one of them. She owns 3 acres just outside Brownsville, Texas. It's land that's been in her family for more than a century. We talked to Ms. Tamez back in January when she refused to let government surveyors onto her property to measure for the fence, and she joins us again. Welcome back to the program.
I'm glad to be here.
So what do you think of the Bush administration's new plan to use waivers to bypass all sorts of laws and build this fence?
Well, it appears to me that it's an abuse of power and overtaking people that have minimal or to no recourse at all to be able to fight the government. From what Secretary Chertoff announces, he has the absolute power to do this any way he wants to.
Well, Congress gave it to him in a new law, or a law that's only a few years old.
The Congress did give him that power, but they also came afterwards and said that there needed to be consultation. So who are we to believe?
So what can you do about it as a landowner and someone who the fence is going to directly affect?
I can just continue to believe that somehow our congressmen will start responding. Up to now, I have called Senator Cornyn, Sue Bailey Hutchinson's office, Solomon Ortiz. I called Eddie Lucio III, and he's a state senator, and he's the only one who responded. Up until now, we have not had any support from any of them.
Well, the government does have the power to seize land if it believes it needs to act in the interest of national security. And this is obviously the argument that the federal government is presenting. Secretary Chertoff says that the United States is under threat from terrorism and illegal immigration.
Terrorism? I question that. No terrorists have come through here. In fact, it's Homeland Security who gives them the visas to come into this country. And it's Homeland Security who is not able to keep track of them. How can 1 or 2 acres in my possession jeopardize the safety of this country when Homeland Security, with all the resources, cannot keep up with the people they give visas to? I'm all for the safety of America. But the litigation that we have got involved in and still involved in is not because we want to stop the wall. We know that we don't have that power. The litigation is to force government to follow the Constitution.
So what has happened in your legal battle?
Well, we're still in the negotiation phase. Judge Hannon said that the government, in fact, had failed to negotiate with me, and so they needed to conduct that negotiation. That is still going on.
So no fence will be built on your property until these legal issues are resolved?
Well, we'll see. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. Eventually, I suppose the waivers will touch me as well.
Can you describe for me what this fence would do to your property, what it would look like?
Well, it'll, of course, compress it. Homeland Security has said that they need to look at all the property to see where the wall will be built. Up until now, I don't know where it's going to be built. It could be over my house.
It could be your house. You could
lose. Yes. Yes, because they have absolute power, you see, once they go in, and they don't know where they're going to build it.
Ms. Temez, thanks very much for speaking with us again.
Okay, thank you.
That's Eloisa Temez. She owns land near Brownsville, Texas, on the U.S.-Mexico border.
If Ms. Temez in Texas wants to get really mad at someone, here he is. Duncan Hunter is a Republican congressman from San Diego, until a few months ago a candidate for president. He wrote the waiver legislation 3 years ago that was adopted by Congress. Congressman, welcome back to Day to Day.
Hey, great to be with you.
Would you respond to Ms. Temez, please? You did write the waiver legislation. She says, abuse of power, disgraceful action.
First, the real abuse of power is the inability of the federal government to control our border and the massive flow of cocaine and marijuana and other destructive drugs that have come through the border, along with this massive migration of illegal aliens coming across the border. And we built the border fence in San Diego.
Okay.
When I built the double fence, we reduced the smuggling of people and drugs in that sector, that fence sector, by more than 90%. And the crime rate, by FBI statistic, in the city of San Diego dropped by 53%. Now, for any landowner to say that they should have an open border where their ranch or their piece of property is to say that they themselves, the landowner, will determine what the immigration policy of the United States is. And I would just simply say to this landowner that there were landowners at one time that said that the federal government should not be able to condemn land to build a highway or a railroad. That meant that all of the highways in America would zigzag like checkerboards, where you would get to Farmer Jones' land and you couldn't go across that land, so you'd have to go straight north for 40 miles until you found a farmer who would let you go west. So for landowners to say they want to have an open border and they'll handle the security of the border, that is ignoring an important national interest.
But these landowners who have property on the border, they're not saying, hey, we should have an open border policy and anyone should come in who wants to. I mean, Ms. Temez says there are border agents frequently patrolling her land and she supports them. She wants them there. It's the idea of a fence put in by the government going across her land, a fence, a big fence.
Well, at first, it's not across her land. It's on the edge of her land, unless her land extends into Mexico. But the point is this. We've tried lots of things, and the one thing that works in keeping people out, that works very effectively, is a fence. You have to have an impediment. Now, we've tried just recently with the so-called virtual fence in Arizona to chase people down by vectoring in these Border Patrol cars as they climb around this rugged brush country and this rugged canyon country on the border. So I don't know if you looked at the GAO report, but the GAO report summarized that this was essentially a mess.
I see where you have quoted this testimony saying it just doesn't work.
Well, yeah, I've looked at the GAO report, and if you look at that, trying to vector in off-road vehicles in heavy brush country or canyon country is very difficult. It's also very intrusive of the ranches and the farms. You would think that most people that have a big ranch or a big farm would much rather have just the edge of their property, which borders Mexico, have that fenced and not have Border Patrol agents driving across their fields, their pastures, their planted lands on a regular basis, chasing people down as they try to operate a ranch.
Congressman, the Washington Post today quotes the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, that's Congressman Benny Thompson, as saying that Mr. Chertoff's decision here has, quote, exceeded what Congress intended when it granted the added flexibility of these waivers. Are you confident that, in fact, Mr. Chertoff has not exceeded his authority and that this new action is going to withstand the legal challenges that it's going to face?
I'm very confident. I wrote that language, and we did it with counsel, and we simply said, listen, the open border crowd sued for 6 months. They kept Smuggler's Canyon open or Smuggler's Gulch open. Massive amounts of cocaine were imported to poison America's children. Massive numbers of illegal aliens came through. Every country has a right to secure their own border. And, you know, if you look at Mexico, Mexico secures its southern border with armed troops. What we're talking about is something very simple, a fence, Border Patrol agents to patrol in that area and make sure that people have to present their credentials, basically knock on the front door when they want to come into the United States.
Congressman Duncan Hunter of California. Congressman, thank you.
Thank you.